I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso in Lincoln County. In a special meeting on Tuesday, Village of Ruidoso Council voted to terminate the contract of Village Manager Tim Dodge. Dodge had been on paid administrative leave pending a process since December of last year. Last month, an independent investigation was ordered amid claims that the Village Manager had allegedly stalked a female employee. Village Mayor Lynn Crawford elaborates.
We had a special meeting to look at the investigative measures that we had taken with the manager.
The village had begun an investigation into Dodge last month after a female employee filed a police report with state police and then a restraining order accusing Dodge of stalking her. She said he left her unwanted gifts and was using Village Hall surveillance. No criminal charges have been filed against Dodge. The Capitan Tigers are playing under 500 as they enter the second half of the season Thursday afternoon when they host Navajo Pine with a 3:30 p.m. tip-off. And it's imperative that the Tigers pick up some quality wins for seeding purposes at the end of the season. Navajo Pine and Dexter, who the Tigers play on January 10th, are combined 5-15 and are winnable games. Then there's the game on January 12th when they take on 11-0 Magdalena on the road. Winning that game would definitely be a feather in their cap. Coach James Robinson is encouraged by the effort his team is giving.
We got a lot of boys that are trying to step up their game.
And those players who are stepping up are...
Anthony Harris and Edwards have sort of been steady in front, but now they got teammates that are coming with them now. Jaden Peralta and Tobin Traylor, they both are coming being mad threats in the offense and rebound area. And boy, we need them to do that. So I'm glad they're coming along too. The more, the better.
In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.